Today is Saturday, July 2nd. What if I told you the trick to mastering time management and regaining control of your busy schedule is figuring out how to be lazy? Today, I'm excited to welcome the lazy genius herself to the Newsworthy. Kendra Adachi is the New York Times bestselling author of two books, The Lazy Genius Way and her newest one, The Lazy Genius Kitchen. She's also the host of the Lazy Genius podcast. Well, she's dropping by to share some of her core principles that could help you reclaim your time and therefore your life. She teaches us how to be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Kendra Adachi, thank you so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
I am so excited. I listen to this show every single day. This is like such a thrill. My youngest kid is 6 years old and she loves your theme song and she does like a little shimmy at the end. I mean, like she knows the intro because I listen to it when I'm like brushing my teeth and getting ready and she's in the bathroom with me. You know, every morning. And so it's like, you're part of our family.
That makes me so happy. And I need to see a video of this immediately.
I need to take it.
Well, I listen to your show and I love your lazy genius principles. But for anyone who is not familiar, explain to us what a lazy genius is. What is that principle?
A lazy genius is someone who is a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And the important thing here is that not everything can matter to everyone. And what matters most to you is not going to matter most to me. So we have to have principles that we can apply to our lives to create, you know, systems and rhythms and routines and solutions to our lives that work for us, for the season of life we're in, for our personality, for our needs and our priorities. We don't need other ways to do things. We have plenty of options of how we can do things. We need new ways to see our lives. And that's what those principles do.
And I really don't mean this to toot my own horn, but I do want to give our listeners credit and give this example that by listening to the Newsworthy, they are lazy geniusing the news.
No joke. Like, this is why I love your show. This is why I love your show so much, because it's like, okay, what matters to me is that I know what's going on. What also matters to me is that I'm not like ridiculously sad after or like super angry about things like immediately. Like sometimes it's good and important and valuable to be sad and angry about things in the news because then it propels us to action, right? Well, sometimes I don't have the energy for that action when I'm brushing my teeth on a Tuesday morning. And so I get to choose by listening to your show. I listen to the Newsworthy. I'm like, okay, well, this is what's going on. Score. And then if I'm like, I'd like to know more about this thing, then I can go explore that thing. The Newsworthy is 100% the way to lazy genius the news. You're absolutely right.
And you're hired as my marketing person. But I just, because we know our listeners are already doing that, credit to them for lazy geniusing that. And then now they can apply the same principle to all these other things in their life. So let's talk more about it and what other things they can apply this to. But first, I also want to talk about the magic question. What is that and how has it worked for you?
The magic question is so much fun. The magic question is, what can I do now to make something easier later? Now, I think my book, The Lazy Genius Way, actually says, what can I do now to make life easier later? And the beauty of this question is you can substitute the word life for literally anything. And the smaller you make it, the more easily you'll be able to find a solution. It just does your future self a little bit of a favor.
Like setting out your workout clothes or something like that for your morning self.
Yes, exactly.
Another principle is to decide once. I know you've given this example before, but I hate deciding what I have to wear. And so if you just decide, you know, Mondays you're going to wear this particular shirt,
yes.
You don't have to think about it on Mondays.
It's the best thing ever. I know. So decide once is what it sounds like. You make one decision, one time about one thing, and then you keep doing that thing until it doesn't work for you anymore. So it's a way to kind of automate decisions that can be a little bit draining, that don't matter to you as much. The beauty of decide once, and I think the best placement for it, is in an area of your life that you really just don't want to make a decision, but you still have to. So what could you choose one time to eliminate a little bit of that stress?
So once people make some of these decisions or follow the principles in their head, what are some tips to actually do it, to implement it?
Well, I would say using another principle, which is to start small. I get asked this all the time. Can you make a printable for me of where I can write down all of my decide onces because I can't remember them? And I say, no, that means you have too many.
Do you keep a to-do list?
I do, on paper. I have a Moleskine planner that I love and I mark it through with my highlighter when I'm done. I have a home list and a work list.
What if you're somebody like me who tends to need to move things to the next day a little too often?
Well, I think that that's just normal. I think there's a pressure that we put on ourselves that if you write it down today and you don't get it done today, then somehow it's a failure. And it's like, no, you just didn't do it today. I have that all the time. I think this is a bullet journal technique. I will like cross the thing out, but I'll end it with an arrow to show that I'm sending it to the next page. And then I'll just go write it down on the next week or whatever. It may be that if you're like, I'm so tired of feeling like I'm failing every day on my daily planner, try a weekly one and just see if maybe that energy is more positive for you, a way that you can actually break down a to-do list, especially when you have so many things swirling in your brain, that if you write down everything, it doesn't matter what, and then you can mark those things as now, soon, later, and never mind. And it just kind of helps you go like, oh, this really does matter now. Let me just focus on these things. I'll get to these things soon. This is what I'll maybe do tomorrow, the next couple of days. These I can do later. It's just like triage. It's just decision-making triage. And I think to-do lists can be really helpful in that as long as we stop putting like moral value on them, that if you don't mark everything off and somehow you're like a failed human on a Tuesday, that's no fun. That's not great energy to have.
And let's apply that to our morning routine as well, because I think so many people try to say, you have to do these six things to have a good day in your morning routine, when really it just needs to be personal to you.
Exactly. Build the right routine. And for me, a lazy genius routine is not a list of a certain number of things that you do in a certain order. Instead, a routine is an on-ramp to a way that you want to feel. What is the purpose of the morning routine for you? Is it that you feel like energized? Is it that you feel calm? Is it that you feel prepared? Is it that you feel grateful? Like the purpose of the routine is to experience the thing that you're after. And so you can have a collection of things that lead you to that thing. But if you're low on time, then you can just pick one. You're like, you know what? I want to begin my day with gratitude. That just makes my day feel a lot better when I leave the house or whatever. So even if you run out of time and you don't get to like, I don't know, write something down in a journal or meditate or whatever you might do to experience that feeling of gratitude, you can still know that matters. And as you're walking to your car, as you're walking to the subway stop or whatever it is, you can just go like, what am I grateful for right now? Like experiencing that moment of gratitude. It's not about the order of the things. It's about where they're taking you.
Still ahead, why is time management so hard? And what are many of us still getting wrong? Kendra explains the mental shift she recommends, plus her take on whether the much-desired work-life balance thing really exists, and how to make your kitchen work for you. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. There's a certain kinship I feel when I see someone else wearing Rothy's shoes. Not only do the shoes grab my attention for being cute, but also it's as if we both know the secret to comfortable, chic shoes that we can wear all day long and still turn heads. In fact, Rothy's are known for their chic pointed toe flats, but that's just the beginning. They have tons of iconic, compliment-worthy designs in bright but sophisticated colors. And as always, all of their products are made with planet Earth in mind. The company has repurposed about 125 million water bottles so far by knitting all of their products with thread made from plastic bottles. Plus, you can wash your shoes in order to wear them over and over again. I've had one of my Rothy's flats for years, and they're still going strong. So your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. This podcast is also sponsored by ZocDoc. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really the only ones that matter are the ones who actually take your insurance. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see the doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of your network. I've been there. I got a bunch of recommendations from friends for a dentist, but it turns out none of them took our insurance, and I wasted a bunch of my time calling around. Soon, I realized I could just get a full list of local doctors who are in-network for me with ZocDoc. If you're not familiar, ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. In the chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to my conversation with the lazy genius, Kendra Adachi. What do you think most people misunderstand about time management?
Oh man, what a great question. I think it's probably that you don't pay attention to your season of life enough. Because I think that we assume that time, you know, it's like time works the same for everyone. Well, if you have ever stayed home with a two-year-old without having anything to do but be with that two-year-old, time works very, very differently than if you were at an office or if you were traveling. Time works differently in an airplane. Time works differently when you're, you know, in a different time zone. Like there are all these different things that impact kind of how we experience time. And I think we all know that intellectually. But what happens is if we are in a season of life or even a season on the calendar, think about how summertime feels different than winter time, right? Like how we experience our time is different. So if we try and manage our time according to the rules of a past season of maybe not having kids or maybe having little kids or maybe working in an office versus working from home or all of these things, the systems and approaches and routines that you use in one season are very likely going to not work in the other season, in another season that you're in. And so I think that's one thing that we just sort of have to like rise above that. That's why that's another lazy genius principle, is to live in your season.
You talked about working from home and more people are doing that now. Any tips for people working from home, maybe for the first time and maybe they're struggling with it?
I would say that when we are struggling with a big problem, like I don't know how to work from home, or I don't know how to live with a toddler and it not feel chaotic, or I don't know how to deal with living in a new cycle that is so constantly upsetting or whatever. Those are three very valid feelings, incredibly legitimate and also very true, but they are way too big. So what I always encourage people to do is when you are feeling overwhelmed by something like, I don't know how to work from home. Okay. I want you to make it as small, the problem as small as possible. What actually is frustrating me about working from home? Is it that I keep getting interrupted? Is it that I'm having a hard time focusing? Is it that I didn't realize that my office had a window and there's something about looking at a sky that makes me focus on my work more. And right now I'm working in the basement and I don't have a window. Make the challenge smaller so that you can solve the problem more easily.
On the same point of work, is there such thing as a work-life balance?
No, it is trying to, rather than build a machine that equally balances your life and your work day in and day out, when you are not paying attention to the fact that your seasons change, your hormones change, somebody wakes up with a bad attitude, somebody wakes up sick. Like there are so many things that can impact how we live day to day. And so instead of trying to accomplish this big problem of work-life balance, which is not really a thing anyway, because it's going to teeter different directions and at different intensities from day to day, instead, what matters today about my work? What matters today about my soul? What matters today about my home? What matters today about my family? Like make it smaller and then be like, okay, so what is this thing that's really frustrating me today? How can I solve this small problem today? And the more that we get in the habit and pattern and rhythm of doing that each and every day, we actually experience work-life balance, but you can't build it from the outside in.
And people should definitely read The Lazy Genius Way to dig into these principles even more. But you have a new book, The Lazy Genius Kitchen. And I want to get maybe your one of the tips that you love from this book. And I know it's all about making your kitchen work for you, which I need in my life because I easily get overwhelmed by cooking and meal planning and all that stuff.
So we think that learning to cook and having recipes is what's going to make our kitchen work. But like, we still have to shop. We have to have the right tools. We have to know how to use them. We're going to manage our time in the kitchen. We have to figure out how to clean up. Are we going to have people over now? It's like all of these things that feel really overwhelming, and we still don't fully know how to cook. We think the solution to our kitchen overwhelm is better recipes or knowing how to cook more things. And it's just not. So the Lazy Genius Kitchen is a guidebook. It is like a field guide to help you navigate this room and make it work for you. I was just having a conversation with somebody where she realized that she cooks potatoes all the time, but did not have a peeler. She would just peel them with her knife. And then she was like, why don't I have a peeler? This would make my life so much easier. Let me just go get a peeler. Or she was washing. The other example she gave was that she was washing dishes and realized the reason she was frustrated with it and not looking forward to it is that her sponge was old and gross. And then it was like, oh, let's go get a new sponge. Nice. Like, we just get so in the weeds of our lives that we don't see these solutions that are looking us in the face. So that is the thing that I actually really, really love about the book, is that concept of we're not building big machines here. We're actually trying to create a kitchen that works for you in whatever season of life you're in. Whether you use your kitchen to feed 10 people a day or you use it to just make coffee. Both of those kitchens and everything in between matter. And so I want everybody who has a kitchen to feel equipped and love being in that room and that it works for you no matter how you use it.
Thank you so much to Kendra Adachi for sharing her excellent tips with us today. Be sure to follow her over on Instagram at The Lazy Genius and grab her newest book, The Lazy Genius Kitchen. As always, if you liked what you heard today, share this episode with a friend and drop us a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. And don't forget, we help Lazy Genius the news for you every Monday through Friday with our regular episodes that provide 10-minute news roundups. Although we are taking off this Monday for the 4th of July holiday. So we'll be back on Tuesday. Until then, have a great holiday weekend.